And when this will is rejected by them to do their own will, it is the most direct offense to the Creator. It is to deny all the goods of creation and to move away from his likeness. And do you think it is trivial that fusing yourself in my will, you place the whole of this will of mine as though on your lap, which, though it is one, brings its divinizing act to each creature? All these acts of my will together, you bring them before the Supreme Majesty to requite them with your will together with mine, with your love, redoing all the acts opposite those of creatures. And you press this same my will of mine to surprise the creatures once again with more repeated acts, that they may know it, receive it within themselves as prime act, love it, and fulfill this holy will in everything? The adoration of my wounds, more than one does it for me, but giving me back the rights of my will as the prime act, which I did toward man, this no one does for me. Therefore, it is your duty to do it, as you have a special mission about my will. And if sleep catches you while you are doing it, our celestial Father will look at you with love in seeing you sleep in his arms, seeing his little daughter, who even while sleeping holds on her little lap all the acts of his will, to repair them, requite them in love, and give to each act of our will the honor, the sovereignty, and the right that befits it. Therefore, first fulfill your duty, and then, if you can, you will also do the adoration of my wounds. May Jesus be always thanked. Last night, by his goodness, I did both, one and the other.
November 12, 1925. In order for a creature to receive some good, it is established how many acts she must do. The true living in the divine will must embrace everything and everyone. I was fusing myself in the holy divine will according to my usual way, and my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, squeezed me all to himself, placed himself in the act of giving me a lesson and a correction, and told me, "My daughter, be attentive in doing your acts in my will. You must know that for one who has been called to be the head of this mission, the more good she encloses which belong to this mission, the more good she will be able to communicate to others. These goods will be as many seeds which you will lend to others, so that whoever will have the fortune of wanting to acquire those seeds may become the possessor of the harvest of those very seeds." This happened with Adam, who, being the first man, was constituted head of all generations, and being the head by necessity, he had to possess the seeds of all that is necessary for the development of human life, so that these might be given to others. It is true that these seeds have been enlarged, clarified, known more, according to the goodwill of the following generations, to their capabilities, and to the applications they made of these very seeds. But Adam had them all within himself, and one can say that everything comes from him. Therefore, it can be said that in being created by God, he was provided with all the sciences, all that the others learn with so many efforts, he possessed as a gift in a surprising way. So he possessed the knowledge of all the things of the earth. He had knowledge of all the plants, of all the herbs and the virtue with each of them contained. He had knowledge of all the species of animals and how to use them. He had knowledge of music, of chant, of writing, of medicine, in sum, of everything. And if the generations possessed each one its special science, Adam possessed them all. See then how necessary it is that one who must be the head encloses in himself all the good in which the other must partake. The same with you, my daughter. Since I have called you as the head of a special mission, more than a new Adam, and here it was not about human sciences, but about the science of sciences, which is my will, a science all of heaven, I want you to enclose within you all the seeds which my will contains. And the more acts you do in it, the more knowledges you acquire, the more rays of light you will give to the sun of my will, so that, with greater fullness of light, it will be able to diffuse more the good of the generations in such a way that, struck by the fullness of light, they will be able to know the greater clarity, the good which my will contains, what it means to live in it, and the great good with which they will be enriched. It will happen as it happened with the sun, possessing such great fullness of light, it can easily take all of the earth in its power, warm it, illuminate it, and fundicate it in such a way that everyone, some more, some less, can know the good that it does by bringing its light to all. But if the sun, in the height of its sphere, were lacking in light, could that light, which descends to the bottom, fully illuminate all of the earth? At the most, a few small portions of the earth, which rotate more closely to the heaven, to the sun. If to the sun, which was to illuminate the earth naturally, I gave such fullness of light for the good of all generations, much more do I want to fill with fullness of light, sun of my will, which must illuminate, warm the souls, and place in them the fecundity of the seed of the divine sanctity. Just as I chose Adam as the head, so do I choose a point of heaven in which to fix the center of the sun, which was to illuminate the earth. And so I did choose you as the center of the sun of my will, and the fullness of its light must be that all may be able to enjoy it and be invested by this light, each one making it its own. This is why your complete acts in my will are needed, as well as the knowledge which I keep manifesting to you in order to form the fullness of this light. It is usual for the eternal wisdom to establish the acts of the creature in order to give completion to the good it wants to do in her. This happened for the coming of redemption upon earth, the incarnation of the eternal word. It took the course of 4,000 years, and during this time, all the acts which the creatures had to do in order to dispose themselves and to deserve the great good of redemption would have been established, as well as all the graces and knowledges which the Supreme Majesty was to give in order to make known that same good, which would bring about the descent of the Word into their midst. This is why the patriarchs, the holy fathers, the prophets, and all the good of the Old Testament came, who, with their acts, were to prepare the way, the staircase, in order to reach the fulfillment of the longed-for redemption. But this was not enough. As good and holy as their acts were, there was the highest wall of original sin, which maintained the division between them and God. This is why a virgin was needed, conceived without original sin, innocent and holy, enriched by God with all graces, who made her own all the good acts done during the previous 4,000 years and covered them with her innocence, sanctity, and purity in such a way that the divinity would see them through the acts of this innocent and holy creature, who had not only embraced all the acts of the ancients, but surpassed them all with her own. And therefore, she obtained the descent of the Word upon earth. It happened to all the good acts of the ancients, as to one who had much gold and silver, but the image of king, which would give the precious metal the value of money, is not impressed on it. So even though it has a value of its own, it cannot be called value of money, which may circulate in the kingdom with right of currency. But imagine that gold or silver were acquired by the king, and that, giving it the shape of coins, he impressed on them his image. Now that gold has acquired the right of currency. So did the Virgin. She impressed on them her innocence, her sanctity, the divine will which she possessed as all, as whole. She presented them all together to the divinity, and she obtained the longed for Redeemer. Therefore, the Virgin completed all the acts which she needed in order to make the Word descend upon earth. But it did not end here. So the Redeemer might have his field of action upon earth, and whoever wanted to must use these acts as coins in order to purchase heaven, the imprint of innocence, of sanctity, and of divine will were needed, as well as the imprint of the works of the Word himself, in order to let man rise toward heaven. If that of the Virgin was enough to make me descend into the midst of creatures, in order to make man rise, my divine work was needed. And so, this is why I embraced all those acts, and I made them my own. I made up for all. I accomplished everything. And for all, I placed the divine imprint on all the good acts, from the first to the last man who was to come upon earth. And this imprint was made by me, with the unheard of pains, with the shedding of my blood. In this way, as a magnanimous king, I gave to all the coins with which to purchase heaven. All this had been established by the uncreated wisdom, and not even one act of all this could be missing in order for redemption to take place. Now, my daughter, just as it was with redemption, so will it be with my will. The fulfillment of the human acts is needed in order to make it known and to make it reign as prime act of life in the creature. You too, on the example of my celestial mama, must embrace in my will all the acts done in the Old Testament, those of the Queen of Heaven, those done by me, those which are done and will be done by all the good and the saints up to the last day. And in each one of them, you will place your seal of return of love, of blessing, of adoration, with the sanctity and the power of my will. Nothing must escape you. My will embraces everything. So you too must embrace everything and everyone and place my will alone, in its prime place of honor. I'm sorry.
Terry, I can finish if you'd like.
Please do. Sure. Thank you. Sorry.
Nothing,
about that.
Surely, nothing must escape you. My will embraces everything. So you too must embrace everything and everyone and place my will alone, in its prime place of honor upon all the acts of the creatures. It will be your imprint, with which you will impress the image of my will in all your acts of the creatures. Therefore, your field is vast. I want to see you flow in my will upon all the graces and the prodigies which I did in the Old Testament in order to give me your return of love and thanksgiving, and in the acts of the patriarchs and the prophets in order to compensate for their love. There is not one act in which I do not want to find you. I would not be satisfied nor content if I did not find you in all the acts of the creatures which have been done and will be done. Nor would you be able to say that you have completed everything in my will. You would lack something of the true living in my will. Therefore, be attentive if you want the fullness of light to be enough as to be able to illuminate all peoples with the sun of my will. One who wants to give light to all must embrace everyone as in one single embrace, by becoming life and supplement of everything and of everyone. Is my will perhaps not life of everything, a life which is required with so many bitternesses? Is there not the need then for one who would sweeten these bitternesses by sustaining an act of life with my own will for each act of the ungrateful creature?
That I want to go back to the next to last page. There was something that I caught. It said, he talks about how he had to suffer so much to buy our open heaven for us. That's what it was. He says, in order to let man rise towards heaven, if that of the Virgin was enough to make me descend into the midst of creatures in order to make man rise, my divine work was needed. And so, this is why I embraced all those acts and made them my own. I am made up for all. I accomplished everything. And for all, I placed the divine imprint on all the good acts, from the first to the last. So he goes on to say how much he suffered. And now we have to suffer in the divine will to do the same thing. He said, now, my daughter, just as it was redemption, so it will be with my will. The fulfillment of the human acts is needed. That's us. Fulfillment of the human acts is needed in order to make it known and to make it reign as prime act of life in the creature. That's our role, is to be in the divine will and to let it reign as a prime act of life in us. So he says, you too, on the example of my celestial mama, must embrace in my will all the acts done in the Old Testament, those of the Queen of Heaven, those done by me, those which are done and will be done by all the good and the saints up to the last day. So we have a role, and if we want to be in the divine will, we get in the divine will, and we suffer a little bit, or we suffer a lot, whatever it is, whatever comes along in the divine will, we're going to offer up, just like Jesus had to offer and die on the cross and suffer his part. Now it's our part to turn to suffer in the divine will. Amen. I thought I caught on to that, and that snuck up on me. That's a good teaching. It's part of it. And don't let it scare you away, though. Amen.
Rita, would you like to read the next one?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. November 19th, 1925. The divine will wants the company of the creature to be able to enrich her, instruct her, and give her the possession of the good which it makes known to her. I felt as though immersed in the immense sea of the supreme will, and I would have wanted, as my lovable Jesus tells me, to let nothing escape me of all the acts it has done, does, and will do, which for Jesus are one single act, and to be always with this divine will in order to give it my little requital of love and of thanksgiving. I would have wanted to at least make a long note of all the acts of this supreme will in order to admire and praise what it can do, and to be always with it, never leave it alone. Alas, my littleness is such that I get lost, and I don't know from what point to take it in order to follow it, because I find it everywhere, and always in the act of operating, surprising things, both in the great and in the small things. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, coming out from my interior, told me, Daughter of my holy will, one who is daughter must know what her father does. She must know what he possesses, and must be able to say to her father, What is yours is mine. If it is not so, it means that there isn't highest accord between father and daughter, or that maybe she is not a legitimate daughter of this father. In the same way, one who is a true daughter of my will must know what it does and the immense good it possesses. To live in my will is precisely this, to keep company with all the acts which my will does. My will does not want to live isolated in the midst of creation, but wants the company of the creature, because of whom, because it loves her so much, it maintains the order of the whole creation, makes itself life of each thing. And when it finds the soul, he keeps it company in this life, which it maintains in the whole universe. My will rejoices, makes feast, and feels happy. It finds the one whom it loves, and by whom it is loved in return. It finds one to whom it can make itself known, and what it possesses. And in its happiness, it narrates to the soul the secrets of its volition, its value, and its surprising effects. But this is nothing, as it narrates its knowledges, what it does and what it is, so it makes to her the donation of what it manifests to her. More than a valid script, it is knowledge itself that is impressed in the soul with characters of light, the possession of the goods which the knowledge of it contains. Oh, how beautiful it is to see the sanctity, the power, the immensity of my will dwell with the littleness of the human will in the act in which it keeps it company. It wants to give always. It never stops. It wants to see the littleness beautiful, rich, powerful. It wants to keep it always close to itself, to be able to give to it always. There's nothing more beautiful, more gracious, more surprising to be seen than a soul who tries to follow the acts of the will of her Creator. There is a continuous contest between them, a reciprocal love, a continuous giving and receiving. Oh, if you knew how rich you are, as many things as you know about my will, so many goods do you possess, and if you enumerate them, you will get lost and remain drowned within them. Therefore, be attentive in following the acts of my will if you want to keep it continuous company.
Just a short comment, because when we read to live in my will exactly this, we perk up our ears and we say, okay, what is it? He goes on to say, to keep company to all the acts which my will does. That's what living in the divine will is. It does not want to live isolated in the midst of creation, but wants the company of the creature, because it loves her so much, it maintains the order of the whole creation and becomes life of each thing. And when it finds a soul who keeps it company in this life, which it maintains in the whole universe, my will rejoices, makes feast, and feels happy. We'll finish up with that thought. How wonderful it is, and what a blessing we have to have this divine will teachings and to be in the divine will as much as we can. Amen.
Does anybody else have any thoughts about what we read?
I really liked what they were saying about the sacraments. That was really, really powerful.
Yeah, each one thing after another was good for us to hear. You know, and some were more needed by us than others, and also to understand the grand scheme of things with everything. Priest is joking around too much during baptism because he wants to be a nice guy or something like that. He's teaching us to give respect for the sacraments. And it was a good teaching. The whole thing, everyone was good, and we needed to hear that to be reminded so much of the value of the sacraments and that it's from God Himself. So we should give all the sacraments the honor, glory, and praise that it should get, and especially the ones that we're involved in, going to confession, make it a serious thing, make it more receiving Holy Communion, get the best out of that. Don't be casual about it. Any of these sacraments that we partake in, it's a reminder for us, that this is very, very serious. This is eternity, and this is God Almighty involved. So we can't take it too casually.
I thought of Cardinal Rinzi, who said one time, if we could see with our eyes at baptism, what actually happens, we would faint. So I really love that reading too.
I was talking to a girl the other day, and she says, oh yeah, so we were at a wedding. It was Russian Orthodox. They do everything the old way. Everyone gets dressed up to go to church, and she kind of laughed. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I didn't say anything, but I said, oh God. Or, when you go to mass, you go to daily mass, and these are the people that, these are the people that really, want to be with Jesus, you would think. And they are daily mass every day, and they receive communion in 5 minutes. They're talking and laughing, walking down the center aisle after mass is over. And I think, oh my gosh, the state of the church. I know I sound like I'm judging, but it was just something that I thought, Jesus, these are the people that really want to be with you, and they're not even want to be with you after they receive you within minutes. Sometimes it's under 5 minutes. The host is probably still going down their esophagus, and they're gabbing away and laughing and carrying on. Anyway, we're all sinners, I guess, but I just feel bad for the Lord. Amen.
Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your teaching. Thank you, Jesus, for your teachings today that bring us closer to you and help us to understand our religions and appreciate it better. Bow your heads and pray for God's blessing. Benedicta vos omnipotentes, Pater et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Fiat.
Fiat. Come, divine will.
God.
Fiat.
Thank you all so much.
Thanks, everyone. Have a blessed day, everybody.
You as well, Spirit.
Maureen, today is Father Murphy, our spiritual director, is leaving. So we're losing our teacher in the divine will. But we're getting a new bishop, and I hope that he will let us keep the divine will here in St. Augustine.
Oh, yes. That would be wonderful.
Yes.
Maybe we should all say a prayer for
that. So pray for Father Murphy.
Yes.
What's his name?
All right, Dorothea, we will.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Deacon. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Dorothea. Thank you, Deacon. God bless everyone.